A new survey from the Office of Personnel Management shows an increase of more than 11,000 teleworking feds from 2008 to 2009. That brings the total to 5% of the federal workforce, 10% of those eligible for telework. Congressman John Sarbanes is a telework advocate and sponsored a law to promote teleworking. He says it's going to take time to turn the culture across the board, but he thinks OPM's report is a good start.
The report examines and tries to quantify the growing commitment to telework, both through the lens of teleworkers and through the lens of the agencies themselves. So we're getting data from both sides, which allows us to create a baseline, and then we can continue to measure that going forward.
The report follows the recent passage of Sarbanes' Telework Enhancement Act of 2010. That law requires agencies to establish a uniform telework policy, develop training programs for teleworkers and managers, include telework in continuity of operations plans, and to designate a telework managing officer. John Salamone is a consultant with Federal Management Partners and a former executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. He says the new law puts a structure in place, but just saying an employee is telework eligible doesn't mean they are telework ready. Training will be crucial. OPM's report shows a general willingness to telework, but revealed why most feds still don't go into the office. Or they still do go into the office, I should say. About half of all respondents said barriers prevented them from teleworking. They cited office coverage challenges, organizational culture, and management resistance, among others. Sarbanes says the new law will address many of those issues.
There are real barriers, and then there are perceived barriers. I think we can address many of the perceived barriers by putting these guidelines and policies in place, by having a telework managing officer within each agency, by doing the evaluation over time. And what will happen is these perceived barriers will begin to fade away.
Not all barriers can be overcome with education and awareness. Salamone says IT and information security barriers are real and must be considered carefully. He says it's important for the human capital community to get help from CFOs, CIOs, and acquisition communities in order to implement successful telework strategies.
If you're going to make a decision to buy IT support, obviously you can get your acquisition team involved, but do you have the money from a financial standpoint? And then from an information technology standpoint, if we're going to have an influx of teleworkers in an agency, do the agencies have the information technology infrastructure to support an influx of teleworkers?
Only 33 of the 79 agencies that answered the survey reported cost savings from teleworking, but Sarbanes says that's only because the other 44 aren't tracking the data yet. He says as agencies embrace telework and collect information, they realize significant benefits such as commuter and infrastructure savings. Sarbanes says the biggest benefit is increased productivity for employees who telework and those who continue to work on-site.
Now, why is that? It's because you're also changing the culture of how you evaluate performance, and you're looking at bottom-line results. You're not sort of attaching some arbitrary significance to the fact that you can see the person down the hall. You're measuring what kind of output they have and how much they're contributing to the enterprise and operations of that agency or that workplace.
Sarbanes says there's constant push to make government agencies work like private businesses by adopting cutting-edge technologies and best practices. He says telework is another opportunity to do that. Sarbanes says that proves agencies have an implicit understanding of how useful telework can be.
What it's saying is, okay, when we're in the toughest situation where we've got to continue our operations, what's the best way to do that? Best way to do that is teleworking. That's very, very encouraging and a testament to the potential for telework to assist these agencies.
Salamone says teleworking is promising, but there are several things agencies need to keep in mind.
Making sure that they're doing it in a smart, sequenced manner, that they're being deliberate about occupations, that they're considering making telework eligible, that they've got really good communication between labor and management, and that the employees understand what their roles and responsibilities are, and that if managers need training, make the investment because it can be worth it.
Salamone says the side benefits are good. It's great to cut down on traffic, but the bottom line is our employees contributing to the mission of the agency. And that report put together by Megan Beasley.